This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Under a sensitive, previously undisclosed program called Quiet Skies, authorities and federal marshals identify passengers who raise flags because of tribal histories or other factors and conduct secret observations of their actions, including behavior as common as sweating heavily or using the restroom repeatedly aboard U.S. flights. Officials affiliated with Charles Koch reiterated plans to spend as much as $400 million during the 2018 election cycle, but lamented the deterioration of the core institutions of society and tremendous lack of leadership in Washington, seemingly distancing themselves from President Trump and the GOP. More than a third of the 300,000 members of the American Bar Association are women. 2 years ago, the ABA adopted an anti-discrimination resolution in its rules of professional ethics, making harassment and discrimination grounds for findings of misconduct. Recently, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit scolded a veteran judge for making sexist comments in his Houston courtroom, calling his remarks demeaning, inappropriate, and beneath the dignity of his profession. The European Union Court ruled that the gene-edited crops are genetically modified organisms and therefore must comply with the tough regulations that apply to plants made with genes from other species, but they exempted older plants that had been modified, sowing confusion and opposition from scientists. Imran Khan, the cricket star and A-list celebrity whose political party won the Pakistan elections, could use his fame and charisma to reset Pakistan's troubled relations with the West. But he has also indicated that China is a role model and has been accommodating to the Taliban and extremists. The Cooperative Congressional Election Study found that Hillary Clinton won votes with a family income of more than $250,000 by a 20-point margin. Observers believe that greater education may have been an even more decisive trigger than wealth. Some healthcare is elective and so potentially shoppable. Scholars have estimated as much as 30 or 40% of care falls into this category, yet studies show that very few people shop for this type of care. Even when price transparency tools are offered to consumers to make it easier, almost nobody uses those at all. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.